This is KCUR. Demographic shifts in the Kansas City metro area tell us our suburbs are becoming more diverse, while at the same time downtown has seen an influx of white people. What does this all mean for the hope of a traditionally segregated city becoming more integrated? KCUR Central Standard recently discussed those trends with City Council member Quentin Lucas, who told KCUR's Gina Kaufman that he straddled many neighborhoods and communities as a kid.
I moved around quite a bit, from motels on the east side to some time in South Kansas City, apartment 82nd and Troost. If it was south of the river and east of Troost, I've usually touched that neighborhood for a bit.
You kind of straddled multiple worlds as a kid because, although you lived in the neighborhoods you've just described, you attended Barstow, a private college prep school in South Kansas City. Can you talk about your experience and perspective as someone who had a window into worlds that are usually, for a lot of people, really separate?
Well, at the time, I think it was just a fun place for me because I was a boy just going to school and enjoying it. I think as I've aged, I realized just how much of a chameleon I was. Really brief story. One day, our car broke down at about 119th and State Line in front of some gigantic houses. And I remember just being mortified that everybody saw my mother's 84 Chevy Nova. This was far after the 80s. That was there. And there was always this kind of attempt to, in some ways, mask issues of poverty, which I think I experienced, but also racial issues. There were folks that were kind for the most part, but who really never really engaged with what was going on in Kansas City broadly.
How would you describe the racial reality of Kansas City during your childhood in the 80s and 90s?
Well, I would say that our Kansas City, Missouri School District desegregation case was at the heart of it. Every day on the news, you would see discussions of what was going on racially, and I think it was...
Remind us of that case.
Owing to our history of segregation in Kansas City, Missouri, and the segregated schools I know my folks attended and many still attend to this day, we were under federal court order starting in the late 1970s, but particularly in the 80s and 90s, to spend a great deal of money to try to improve the Kansas City School District, and our magnet school program being the real attempt to do so. So trying to get whites attracted back to the Kansas City, Missouri public schools, urban schooling. In some ways, you might see a flaw just in that policy approach in and of itself. But a lot of places, like the private school I attended, or schools that kind of bordered Kansas City all around, saw a tremendous amount of white flight. And I think in many ways what we're seeing now have seen black flight in the years since, when we talk about Raytown or Grandview or a number of areas. And I don't know if it was a time that was a good conversation for Kansas City. It was probably the first time in my life I saw white people kind of give up on integrated schools, city, and what have you, and instead saying, well, that's just a mess. If we can create strong enough lines, if we can move just across the state line or move to a different community, we can be away from the problem. And so I saw a lot of people who might have cared, but very few answers that were trying to make the city a better place, in my opinion.
You know, you mentioned that now we're seeing black flight. Can you explain what you think is a motivating factor or motivating factors in quote-unquote black flight?
You know, there are a few different things. First, there is a fine housing stock in some of these communities. And frankly, I think in a simpler sense, it's purportedly better public schools and better public school opportunities.
The same things that motivate white flight.
The exact same things that motivate white people. And then I think sometimes there is this kind of view of one's neighborhood. If you grew up in a neighborhood with struggle, and I experienced this too and have family members who did, you know, you don't want to be around anymore. If you know somebody who got shot down the street, if you know something that has pain from where you lived, getting away from it sometimes is the easiest view. And sometimes it's just moving 20 minutes south.
You moved away for higher education and then came back to good old KC.
Yeah.
Did you see things differently after living elsewhere?
No. I think the Kansas City that I returned to, and I like it here and I'm in public office here, don't get me wrong, but we continue to be, even to this day, I think, challenged by lots of the same things. If there's been one thing that has been disappointing, I think, particularly since I joined the city council, is that in a lot of ways, Kansas City, and I think some of our shortcomings in terms of the conversations we want to have, are just as limited as I ever could have imagined when I was in a high school classroom in the year 2000. And the way we talk about our school district, the way we talk about violence, the way we talk about the East Side. When I was growing up, I didn't know it was called the East Side. Maybe I didn't watch the news enough. But
that's a phrase that does seem newish by comparison.
Right. It was where I lived. It's where people live. And even when I talk to developers interested in building something or any broad set of people, a lot of people view too much of Kansas City as that part of town and this part of town. I didn't know that there was a Brookside St. Patrick's Day parade until last year when I was campaigning. My entire life growing up, missed it. Why? Because that just wasn't my part of town. The more opportunities we have to actually have people together and actually doing things every day, making the shopping part of it, making coffee shops, restaurants, what have you. Let's invest more in infrastructure and transit that's east-west, 18th Street, 31st Street, 39th, 47th, east-west, so we're not actually just talking about lines all the time.
That was Kansas City Council member Quentin Lucas speaking with KCUR's Gina Kaufman on a recent edition of Central Standard. You can listen to the entire hour on ideas for integrating Kansas City on our website, kcur.org/centralstandard.